you welcome on this National Thanksgiving Day. Bring attention to the Thanksgiving banner in the back of the bulletin explanation. The banner, the shell, is thankful for our baptism into God's family. The church, thankful for our church, and the Bible is the foundation of the church. The Kairo, the first letters in the word Christ in Greek. The entwined circles for the Trinity and the marriage symbol of Christ and the church, husband and wife. And the material gifts of our house, our home, our clothing, our food and drink in the beauty of the season. On this National Thanksgiving Day, we praise God for sustaining life in and through His Word. And the nation resounds with thanksgiving for the earth's bountiful harvest, crops of wheat and grain beneath the canopy of God's almighty care. Man does not live on bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Deuteronomy chapter 8. The church is the vessel through which the word of God penetrates the world with its law and gospel. It is the divine word which proclaims Christ as the sole source of life, health, and wholeness. It is Jesus who heals lepers with his word, "Go show yourselves to the priest," in Luke 17. Of the 10 cleansed, only one expresses thanksgiving back to Jesus. But true gratitude proceeds from a heart sustained by faith. Jesus bids this one Samaritan to rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. So also we are sent from the Sunday divine service bestowed in our faith, bolstered by baptism and Eucharist, blessing to be thankful in our circumstances of plenty, hunger, abundance, and need. The service today of psalms and hymns and lessons, thanking the Lord for our church, our country, and our homes. Service of hymns and lessons. Glad that you're here today as we now sing the opening hymn, "Now Thank We All Our God," hymn 895. And stand and face the cross as it enters the sanctuary, hymn 895.
Lord be to the Father, and to the Son, and
Thanksgiving, hymn 67, in the front of your hymnal, chanted responsibly.
May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us.
Thanksgiving for our homes. The Old Testament is from Deuteronomy chapter 8. The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give you to your fathers. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what is in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you, and let you hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, and your foot did not swell these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you. So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing out in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Take care lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his rules and his statutes, which I command you today. Lest when you have eaten and are full and have built good houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply and your silver and gold is multiplied and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up and you forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, who led you through the great and terrifying wilderness, with its fiery serpents and scorpions, and thirsty ground where there was no water, who brought you water out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna that your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and test you to do you good in the end. Beware lest you say in your heart, My power and the might of my hand have gotten me into this wealth. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing the hymn 893. Thanksgiving for our churches. Please stand. The gospel lesson is from Luke chapter 17. On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated for our hymn 785.
Thanks
for our homes and our country and for our churches. We give thanks for our homes, that is, our families and the places in which we dwell. For in the lesson in Deuteronomy chapter 8, though Moses is writing to the people of Israel, we as the new Israel, the church, thank the Lord for our homes and the blessings He has given to us. The Lord was their God, and the Lord is our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The covenant to our fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, through Moses and Israel, the giving of the Ten Commandments, the word from the mouth of God in the Old Testament, has also come to us who are Gentiles. Through faith in Christ, we too are descendants of Abraham. And so we walk in the Lord's ways and fear Him. And today, we in the church, as Christians, thank Him for our homes in which we've been blessed. It's always beautiful to hear these words from Deuteronomy chapter 8, because it seems to be describing our country as well. A land of wheat and barley and fig trees and pomegranates and brooks of water and fountains and springs and trees and honey. We eat bread with abundance, iron, stones from which you can dig copper, the good land that the Lord has given us. And we eat, we build good homes, and have herds and flocks, and silver and gold multiply. This has been true for all of us. But lest we forget, Moses reminds us, we must not think the power and the might of my hands have gotten me this wealth. The Lord your God has given you wealth, the ability to create wealth through your work, and the covenant that He's given to us. When you leave here today, you're going to go home, start a fire in the fireplace, gather with your family and friends in a home that protects you from the cold and the rain today. We thank the Lord for our families, for our wealth, our silver and our gold, the food that we have in abundance, the homes in which we live, and the family that dwells with us in those homes. Thank the Lord today for our homes and our families. Secondly, we thank the Lord for our country and our nation. We do exactly, in a moment, what Paul said we are to do, to offer supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings for all people, and for kings, and for all who are in high position. Today, we thank the Lord for our country, our nation. Because God, our Savior, has provided us this good land of our heritage, a land full of immigrants who came here from other countries and nations. We thank the Lord for the governing authorities, which are called the Kingdom of the Left. We live in a federal democratic republic. We live under a constitution with Bill of Rights. We have the executive, legislative, judicial branches of government. Rather than living under tyranny, we live under a constitution, and for this we give thanks. We thank the Lord for the men and the women who died so that we can be free, and those who served as veterans in the armed forces, so we can gather here without fear and proclaim the gospel, because they protected the freedoms that we have in this country and this nation. So we do pray for kings, for those who are in high positions of authority. Why? So that we can lead peaceful and quiet lives, because God desires all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Then we, as godly and dignified Christians, bring our prayers for our country and nation through acts of prayer and intercession. We thank Him for our homes. We thank Him for our country. And we thank Him for our churches. Just as we dwell in homes that keep us safe from the cold, and we enjoy the freedoms in our land and nation, we thank the Lord for our churches, which are congregations who proclaim the gospel. The church is not this building. Church is you and me, the people of God who proclaim the gospel. And this is called the Kingdom of the Right Church. Here the gospel is preached, and we are taught, baptized, and absolved, and take Holy Communion. Here we say in the creeds in the liturgy every week, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When we sing in the liturgy, Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, we're echoing these lepers who said, Lord, have mercy on us, and the blind man who said, Lord, have mercy on us. We have been healed from sin, death, and hell by Christ, like these 10 lepers. Only one returned to give thanks to the Lord. When we see our healing, physical and spiritual healing, we turn back and praise God with a loud voice and thank Him for our churches, our places of worship, where the gospel is rightly proclaimed, and we say, Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, and come in faith to Him to receive His gifts. So my friends, as we go our way and go to our homes to eat our meals with our family and friends this weekend, Jesus says, rise and go, your faith has made you well. It's all about faith. The proclamation of the gospel and the gifts He gives us is so that till our dying day we have saving faith in our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today, give joyful thanks for our home, our country, and our churches. Be the one who daily returns to give thanks, who falls on our faces with a loud voice and says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endureth forever. To Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be thanks forever and ever. Amen. And now may the peace of Christ that sustains us keep us in true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Let us now sing the next hymn, Come Ye Thankful People, Come, hymn 892.
Come, ye thankful.
sign the ritual friendship and place it in the basket as you leave, and also pick up the Advent devotional booklet, which begins this Sunday, December 1st. We gather the offering. Service continues on page 285. Halfway down page 285, we continue with the Kyrie and the spoken liturgy. Page 285, we stand.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come to you.
In the day of my trouble I call upon you.
For you answered me.
Hide your face from my sins.
And blot out all my iniquities.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from your presence.
And take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me with the willing spirit.
Because your steadfast love is better than life.
My lips will praise you.
For you have been my help.
In the shadow of your wings, I will sing for joy.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Unite my heart to fear your name.
I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart.
And I will glorify your name forever.
May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you.
May those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great.
Save your people and bless your heritage.
Be their shepherd and carry them forever.
Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer.
Listen to my plea for grace.
Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we praise and magnify your holy name for all the temporal and spiritual blessings you bestowed upon us. You cause your holy saving word to be preached in purity and truth, admonishing and warning and comforting us to turn from evil and attain salvation through Jesus Christ, his righteousness and holy obedience. We thank you, O Lord, that you this past year have watched upon us with your blessing. Be with our government and those who rule in authority, and give them wisdom that we, safely under their governance, may pass our time in peace and quietness. May your holy word by the church be proclaimed and spread abroad, the holy gospel, and bless our homes, our churches, and schools, teaching our children the knowledge of the saving truth and admonishing in our Lord Jesus Christ. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is your mercy towards us. Give us truly thankful hearts to realize of your goodness, that we, your people, are called to repentance and faith every day. Grant us to walk in your truth that is found in your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the abundant blessings you give us. By the finger of your Holy Spirit, write in our hearts perpetual remembrance of your faithfulness to us. And let this mind be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus, that we can have compassion on our neighbor in his need, and preserve us from all vanity and presumption, considering that all that we've been given has come from your mercy and your power and benediction. Pour out your blessings now upon our church, our country, our government, our families, and our homes, that we may ever rejoice in you, and our soul bless you at all times, and never forget all of your benefits, and walk in your ways until we shall come into the heavens with the new Jerusalem through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Pray together the morning prayer.
I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger, and I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me.
Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
And before the Lord we bow, 966.